This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. The new $1.3 billion Parkland Hospital coming this summer is just the tip of a building boom that's reshaping the hospital landscape in North Texas. Just about everything at Dallas's newest hospital is high-tech. There are molecular-level CT scanners, even a high-velocity laundry chute.
It's pretty cool. It's 60 miles an hour and takes trash and linen right out of the building.
That's Dr. John Warner, CEO of UT Southwestern University Hospitals.
The longer things that are dirty stay in the hospital, the higher the risk of infection.
What he's really excited about at Clements Hospital is the video conferencing technology. It's in all 460 private patient rooms and the operating rooms. So if a doctor needs a second opinion during surgery,
they come right on screen. They have a TV studio in the pathology and laboratory area, so essentially they can come on, talk with you about it, show you the laboratory specimen.
The 12-story structure is a glittery highlight in the new skyline taking shape in Dallas's hospital district. And less than a mile away, the celebration has already begun for what's being called the country's biggest healthcare construction project. The new Parkland Hospital won't be taking patients until at least August, but you can get a sneak tour on YouTube.
Hey everybody, I'm Sam. Welcome to the new Parkland Hospital. A little bit over 2 million square feet.
More than 30,000 people a day are expected to come through the front doors of Parkland. It's got 862 beds, parking for 2,000 vehicles, a central energy plant, and
up on top of New Parkland, we have two oversized telestops providing more room for the caregivers and also.
When you take into account construction across North Texas by Baylor Healthcare Systems, Texas Health Resources, John Peter Smith, Cook Children's, you're talking multiple billions of construction dollars.
If I were a contractor, I would wake up every morning and thank God for the healthcare business.
Alan Baumgarten is a health policy and finance analyst based in Minnesota. Yes, he says the health building trend is national, but
Texas is among the leading states, I would say, in terms of the amount of investment being made in new healthcare facilities.
What's behind the growth? A population surge and aging baby boomers combined with low building costs and competition. See, all the players are trying to capture the flag.
The hospital systems have figured out that you've got to be first in the market, and so that's what they do.
Richard Kurz is dean of the School of Public Health at UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth. He says the expansion is both in cities, think Parkland and UT Southwestern, and in suburbs, think Baylor and Texas Health Resources.
We have THR developing hospital facilities in areas like Azle, in Alliance. The Baylor operation has done the same thing in Plano, and Lake Forest private physicians built some new facilities up in Frisco.
Behind the fancy new hospitals and what he calls surgy and urgy centers, there's a common goal: please the patient, get the reimbursement. Again, Alan Baumgarten.
As a result of the Affordable Care Act, there's a lot more emphasis on linking payment to measures of patient safety, measures of patient satisfaction.
Hence, the single rooms that look like spas and latest cleaning technology. But it all comes with a cost.
And I think many employers in Texas and around the country would tell you that they're seeing increases in the prices being charged to them by hospitals because they're making these investments and these investments have to be paid for.
In fact, North Texas hospitals already charge insurance providers some of the highest rates for procedures in the country. That's according to a new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. And that leaves the question, with Dallas's longtime love of glitzy towers, what's left in the shadows? Both Baumgarten and Kurz worry that shiny objects might be distracting some health planners from what could be the foundation of healthy communities, primary care. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.